crime scene was in the low 30s around E on the edge of 4th DuPont Park in a neighborhood known as Greenway in the 6th District section of Southeast. A girl of 14 lay in the grass on the side of a community vegetable garden. She was blind to the residents whose yards backed up to the woods. There were colorful beads in her braided hair. She appeared to have died from a single gunshot wound to the head. A middle-aged homicide police was down on one knee beside her, staring at her, as if he was waiting for her to awake. His name was T.C. Cook. He was a sergeant with 24 years on the force, and he was thinking. His thoughts were not optimistic. There was no visible blood on her or around the girl, with the exception of the entrance and exit wound, now congealed. No blood at all on her shirt, jeans, or sneakers, all of which looked to be brand new. Cook surmised that she had been undressed and redressed after her murder, and her body had been moved and dumped here. He had a sick feeling in his gut, and also, he realized, with some degree of guilt, a quickening of his pulse that suggested, if not excitement, then engagement. An ID on the body would confirm it, but Cook suspected that this one was like the others. She was one of them. The mobile crime unit had arrived. The techs were going through the motions, but there was a kind of listlessness in their movements and a general air of fatigue. The transportation of a body away from the murder site meant that there would be few forensic clues. Also, it had rained. When this happened, it was said by some techs that the killer was laughing. The description of the victim had been matched to a list of missing teenagers in the area. A half hour later, a man was brought to the scene to identify her. Upon looking at her body, a father's anguished howl filled the night. The victim's name was Eve Drake. In the past year, two other black teenagers, both living in the poorest section of the town, had been murdered and dumped in similar fashion, both discovered shortly after sunrise. Shot in the head, both had traces of semen found in their rectums. The victims were Otto Williams and Ava Simmons. Like them, Drake's first name, Eve, was spelled the same way backwards as it was forwards. The press had made the connection and dubbed the events the palindrome murders. Within the department, some police had begun to refer to the perpetrator as the night guard. Across town, at the same time the father cried out over his daughter's body, young Washingtonians were in their homes, tuning in to Miami Vice, doing lines of coke, as they watched the exploits of two hip undercover cops and their quest to take down the kingpins of the drug trade. Others read best-selling novels by Tom Clancy, John Jakes, Stephen King, and Peter Stroud, or sat in bars and talked about the fading playoff prospects of the Jay Schrader-led Washington Redskins. Others rented VCR tapes of Beverly Hills Cop and Code of Silence, the top picks that week at Harold's Video Club, or barely sweated to Jane Fonda's workout, or went out and caught the latest Michael J. Fox, The Circle Avalon, or Caligula at the Georgetown. Mr. and Mid-Hero were in town, playing the clubs. As these movers of the Reagan generation entertained themselves west of Rock Creek Park and in the suburbs, detectives and techs worked assiduously at a crime scene at 33rd and E, in the neighborhood of Greenway in Southeast D.C. They could not know that this would be the last victim of the palindrome killer. For now, there was only a dead teenager, one of three unsolved, and someone out there somewhere doing the murders. On a cool rainy evening in December 1985, two young uniformed police and an aging homicide detective were on the scene. December 1985, two young uniformed police and an aging homicide detective were on the scene.